supreme cause of all causes, Narayana, is situated in his own abode in the spiritual world. But nevertheless, he controls the entire cosmic manifestation according to the three modes of material nature, sattva-guna, raja-guna, and tama-guna. In this way, all living entities are awarded different qualities, different names, such as a brahmana, kshatriya, and vaishya, different duties according to the Varnashram institution, and different forms. Thus Narayan is the cause of the entire cosmic manifestation. Perfect. The Vedas inform us, Natasya karyam karanam chavityate natat samascha vyadigas chadrishyate parasya shakti vividai vashruyate spravaviki jnana varakriyasa. Narayan, the supreme personality of Godhead, is almighty, omnipotent. He has multifarious energies and therefore he is able to remain in his own abode without endeavor, supervise and manipulate the entire cosmic manifestation through the interactions of the three modes of material nature, sattva-guna, raja-guna and tama-guna. These interactions create different forms, bodies, activities and changes, which all occur perfectly. Because the Lord is perfect, everything works as if He were directly supervising and taking part in it. Atheistic man, however, being covered by the three modes of material nature, cannot see Narayan to be the supreme cause behind all activities. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Krihir gunamayir bhavayar evhi sarvamidam jagat muhitam navijanati mamedya paramavyayam. Deluded by the three modes, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible. Because unintelligent agnostics are mudita, illusioned by the three modes of material nature, they cannot understand that Narayan, Krishna, is the supreme cause of all activities. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vikraha Anayiradhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. He is an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin. For He is the prime cause of all causes.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedantam Swami Nityanamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachayine Neda Vishesha Shunyavari Paskashari Sthayine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Sri Vasadi Gauravinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Yena Svalamya Vibhava Raja Sattva Tamo Maya alpa divyante yathatam. Translation. The supreme cause of all causes, Narayana, is situated in his own abode, in the spiritual world, but nevertheless he controls the entire cosmic manifestation according to the three modes of material nature, sattva-guna, raja-guna, and tamaguna. In this way, all living entities are awarded different qualities, different names, such as Brahma, Kshatriya and Vaishya, different duties according to the Varnashram institution in different forms. Thus Narayana is the cause of the entire cosmic manifestation. Can you imagine a personality who is the cause of all causes? Can you further imagine that this personality has perfect supervision inside and control of what he has created? Can you further imagine that everything in existence just manifested from that personality, almost like bubbles under water manifest from the mouth of a person who breathes out? Can you further imagine that that personality enters, please imagine, each one of his creations, the universe, huh? And then further enters into every atom, and as if this would not be enough, goes also between every atom? Can you imagine this? That becomes difficult, I suppose. Can you further imagine that this personality is not at all, please, let us repeat this word, not at all slightly involved in one of his creations? In other words, he has no work with it, but he maintains it. And he is not disturbed even when he destroys all of it. I mean, do you not know that such a personality is beyond your imagination? This is what is stated here, that the Supreme Lord, who of course is doing all this, is much, much, very much more, the Supreme Lord is not to be imagined by a conditioned soul who is covered by the modes of material nature. These modes of material nature, they form a tight, impenetrable curtain before our vision. Just like with any room who is covered by a curtain, let us say whose windows are covered by a curtain, we also sit in the room of our body being totally covered by ignorance, passion, and sometimes in a little degree sattva-guna, goodness. I remember once Sri Vishnupad lecturing in Berlin about this, being covered by the three modes of material nature, and he gave a very interesting example. He said, goodness, you can compare to be like a very thin curtain. I forgot exactly the word he used, but you know, when you have curtains in our Western civilization, you usually have two types of curtains. One is for the day and one for the night, I suppose. You remember the Deutsch, Kindling, Dünn, Gardine, and the other is the form. Okay, Gardine. Is there an English word like this? Gardine, Gardinsky. just a huge lady in that was probably. there is, you know, very, it's usually white, isn't it? White. And then, so that's, he compares that with the world of goodness. You can see through it a little bit, especially you can see through it when the conditions are right. And I think the condition should be that it's brighter in your head. It's brighter, let me see. It's brighter outside or inside the room? Must be outside. It's brighter outside. Then you can easily see through it. That's the mode of goodness. And certain conditions in the mode of goodness, it's very advantageous for Dharmas, for spiritual life, and for seeing reality as it is in its true perspective. And then in this example, I guess everyone by now can imagine how the example goes, he mentions the more difficult materials, passion and ignorance, which are so strong that you cannot possibly see through it. You also cannot, you cannot see what is outside of you. You have a wrong perception of reality. We here in our temple have such a night curtain. Looks at least like one who is very thick material. It's not possible, even if you try to just to see what's going on outside. A dinosauria could march down Kufa's Nanlage, and we would not be impressed. We would not go to the window and look how he looks like, although the girl seems to be more and more fascinated by dinosauriers. You would not, it would just pass through us, by us. So most of the people in Kali Yuga are very much covered by this strong, thicker material. They are, as the Bhagavatam describes them, therefore quite unfortunate and lazy, always disturbed by these Rajagun, and therefore in a kind of bad situation when it comes to spiritual understanding or spiritual vision, even if it's very difficult for them. Today here, Guna Maya Bhavar Ehi Savamitam Jagat Vaitam Narjanati Mam Epya Param Avyayam. This is a verse which Srila Prabhupada quoted in his purport. Deluded by the three modes, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible. So, the people are monita, that is, put in illusion by this curtain of the three modes of material nature. They are bewildered, and it is not possible for them to look through this tight curtain. In fact, we know from Shastra that also when we enter devotional service at the beginning stage of Krishna conscious activities, these three modes also cover devotees. Lord Kapila Dev in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam explains how exactly the modes of material nature can cover also those on the path of bhakti. Someone who is more influenced by the mode of good, let us start with the thick curtain, ignorance. He is very proud. He is very, internally disturbed. It's extremely difficult for him to live together with devotees, and mostly he believes the association of devotees because he just cannot enter the mood of the Vaishnavas, which is a mood of humility and a mood of humble estimation. So then there's a person in the, who is covered by the moon of passion, when he starts his devotion service, oh, he's also often very much in anxiety because he is very dependent on the result of his activities. Amongst young devotees, it's very important what the others, what is his result. How many did you make on the candle? Oh, 1,501 market 10. I only did 583 marks. So the one with the 1,000 and so and so thinks he is a better devotee than the one with the 500 points. Because after all, you are what you do, isn't it? This is in the mode of fashion. In this mode, where one wants to show off, show how he is so wonderful and so glorious and so big, great suffering, mode of fashion, life is a great suffering. Such a devotee internally always hankers for recognition. Oh, I must be recognized. Others must say how nice I am. So in the mode of ignorance, someone is so much covered by the mode that it's almost impossible to exist in the spiritual community. In the mode of passion, someone exists in the community, spiritual community of devotees, with anxiety. The anxiety to be recognized and loved by others for his great deeds, and he will almost kill himself to achieve such results. In the mode of goodness, here a person who is influenced by this, he always has he wants his peace. He just wants to be. Niemand etwas zu leide tun und das einem auch nichts zu leide getan wird. How do you say that in English? He doesn't want to harm others, and he just wants to have his peace, just leave me in peace. Alright, I just need some happiness. Happiness is a warm, pleasing cake which I want to eat every day. So, it's very interesting to know how Srila Prabhupada comments the devotees who are under the three modes of material nature. He says, they suffer what is called a vinadrik. Vinadrik is a Sanskrit expression which means separated vision. A separated vision is not, when you have a separated vision, you are not connected, really. Separated vision means you have another idea than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When you want to come to the breath, when you want to rise out of the modes of material nature, you must have the idea of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is that? The idea of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or let us say an idea which is connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, let us say it like this. Then you will see what is explained in the Gita, that if I satisfy Krishna, if I simply satisfy the Lord, then I will be able to enjoy. You won't even think I will be able to enjoy, you will think, oh, that's what I want to do, that seems natural, that's alright. I want to give you a good example of this vinadrik, separated vision. We all know that the way to become strong and nourished is to get food to one particular hole of the body. there are maybe many holes of the body, nose and ears and so on. But only one hole leads to success in the nourishment department. That's the mouth, of course. When we do give food to the mouth, well, it's almost so simple as everyone here knows it, but it's almost like a truism, but do we understand it? This is the question. Then the stomach, the stomach is satisfied, and as a result, the rest of the body is in perfect harmony and order. So, the opposite of separated vision would be to understand just by satisfying Krishna, not anyone else. You can satisfy so many ideas and so on, but by seeing what is Krishna's desire, then you will automatically be fulfilled. Then you are in harmony with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you are perfectly in order and perfectly right. So because, unfortunately, the conditioned soul is covered by the modes of material nature, he is separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He wants, even in devotional service, sometimes something which is not really spiritual, which is not really connected with the Lord. Of course, the Lord is very, very merciful if he sees that someone is just somehow endeavoring in devotional service. He will certainly engage, he will certainly be very merciful and purify his devotee by and by and by and by. So that even if he performs service covered by the modes of material nature, service with a separated vision, the Lord will elevate his servant and slowly bring him to the right position in life. So it's not a reason to be overly distressed and worried if one feels he is still covered in some ways by the modes of material nature and devotional service. Rest assured, there is great hope even in that case. But I think we all aspire to for a blissful position in life where this thin and thick curtain of Maya, of material energy, will be lifted from our vision so that we have a spiritual vision which eventually will totally connect us with Krishna, our Supreme Lord. Yes. Now to start this, it's very easy to say, just do not have a vina drink. It is so easy to say. The example with the stomach and the food is just so convincing. We have heard it maybe, I can guess, 78 times I might have heard it in my life. In the heart. When I fell asleep, because I thought, oh no, I've heard this so many times, and I only heard it half time. It's a common example. We also know the example of the tree roots, right? You put the water on the roots and it goes to all the leaves in the same way. This is a common concept. But to really act on it requires some shraddha, some faith. And shraddha, to give shraddha, to give faith to such a revolutionary concept that we have to please Krishna and see what is in Krishna's interest. It requires further that we take our faith from the material energy. In material life, the conditioned soul is totally convinced that by moving heaven and hell through the senses, in other words, by going through all types of sensual and egoistic endeavors, we can somehow squeeze some pleasure out of it. There's a very strong conditioning. So the really thing is the new model. That requires a strong journey in our consciousness, which is described in the authorized scripture. This journey starts with developing faith. Faith is arisen by two kinds of processes. And I just would like to hear, because I'm giving many lectures among people, outside of people, I would like to hear from you so that how do you think faith is arisen? Can you remember your own example? When did you actually muster up some faith in the process of devotional service? What happened, or what did you see? What was going on? Now, right, we do have faith, otherwise we would not engage in Krishna consciousness and devotional service and stay in a temple that is faith. How did it come about?
We can see the process, the results of the process with other devotees. So mm-hmm. that we have faith that it will become the same result in ourselves.
Yeah. Has that happened? This is very good. Yes. Madam Mahan, what happened with you? You had association with devotees, I think. And some service you did also. Yes, it was not so easy, but after some time, Arka tricked you into something.
The serve Krishna is blissful.
The serve Krishna is blissful. That's also a faith builder. Good. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions mainly two processes. Three. One is that from a previous lifetime, I mentioned the last, because that's the most rare, that's a kind of rare thing, but it happens by the forceful preaching of devotees. In my own life, I remember, I went to the temple, and then the devotee said, "So what's your philosophy?" You know, it was a kind of aggressive preacher. And I said it. I said my philosophy. Then he said, "Aber du bist doch kein Schwein." He was shocked a little bit. "But you are not a Smini." My force was free. I said, "You'll see, yeah, goodbye." So I left the temple, because it was too strong. But then I was walking through the streets, I was thinking, yes, it's a fact also that the pigs are looking always for sensual pleasure, eating and, touching, they touch the mud, sleep in the mud. He was maybe not 100% right, because of course he wouldn't really accept that much, but he was maybe 75% correct. So there was also, he said many other things, very good things also. He told me how Krishna is, Mandali Bhadra is his name, told me how Krishna is in all the atoms, between the atoms of God, something which I thought was very, very nice. Oh, to imagine that someone in every atom and between every atom, that was fantastic. And so forceful preaching of devotees is one phase still there. This was some of you have mentioned. Then by coming in contact with the scriptures, you read the books that is mentioned. And some of us simply have faith in Krishna, or we might have said God before we joined, just because we had a previous contact and we were religious maybe in our last life. did some things. These are three reasons to get faith. Now, how does faith manifest? How can you say this is really a faithful devotee? He is Shraddha. Where would you look in your own heart? What would you try to manifest? This also explains, it means that you have trust in the Bhakti Shastra. When you read in the scriptures, you think, wow, very, very good. Very nice. Just like you may read about the Nishina Dev Leela, and you might, you know, there it says when Prahlad Maharaj said, God is everywhere. And his father said, also in the stupa, in the pillar, yeah. Then Prahlad said, yes. And it described at that moment, he saw the Lord blinking out of the pillar. Like this. And he was, of course, very moved. He said, oh, my Lord is there. I've seen him. And you might think, well, how could this, you know, just happen? The Lord is inside the pillar, and then he sees him blinking in the pillar. How, you know, the stone, how can he blink through the stone or what? But the devotee will say, yes, it is a Hari, well, Hari Bhakti Sarudaya, then very good. He saw the blinking of the Lord. And then the Lord came out of the pillar in his half man, half lion form, and he touched the sky with his mane. I said, how is it possible? It's such a small pillar. How can the big Lord be inside? But when you have trust in the Bhakti Shastras, you think, wonderful! Great! So this is a Shraddha. This is a devotee who has Shraddha. Sometimes you might notice questions. We have so many questions. How could this be? How could that be? Sometimes we ask such questions. It means we are still in the process of building our faith, our total faith in the Bhakta and the Bhakti Shastra. These questions are very important and they must be posed in order to understand the transcendental, in order to come to the platform of Shraddha. And Shraddha is also described not only by having faith in the scriptures. Now listen to this. It's also described in that you enthusiastically follow the Bhakti Shastra. And this is, I find this very important. It's a discussion which is going on in the philosophical field. And the question which is risen is, if you believe in something, you have a faith in something, but you don't act accordingly, does this mean you believe in it or not? This is a question. Do you follow this question? It goes like this. I believe that peace is important. But I go to the Napalm factory and work in the Napalm factory. Napalm is most probably not an English word. You know Napalm? Napalm is, it's a bomb. When it's dropped, it burns everything. It spreads fire, and if you get it on the skin, this napalm, of course, you will die from it. It's a very bad bomb which the Americans used during the Vietnam War. So just look at someone who says, I believe peace is not good, but I'm going to work in the napalm factory. Would you say, now if you say to the man, but listen, this is a contradiction, he says, no, I must earn my money and I cannot find any other work. What do you advise me to do? Go on the street. I go in the napalm factory and I write peace articles. I'm in the peace movement. Don't say it. Often we find this, you know, people say we are non-violent, but they eat meat. Now this can come in a very, very subtle area. easygoing jaye ki jaye. We can go very, very subtle here, but I think I will lose the audience, although I'm not sure if you're interested in this subject. We can go so subtle. We will all become red in our face, because there are still acts which all of us do, where we say we believe in Krishna consciousness, but outside there is some activity which, if you look very, very closely at it, there seems to be something between our internal belief and our activity. So we don't want to give, want to go so subtle and so deep here, because why do this? We are intelligent people. Those who want to understand have understood by now. So Shraddha means trust in the bhakti scriptures and desire to enthusiastically follow the acts. This is how Shraddha is explained in the scriptures. Usually, just to have faith in something in the process of devotional service, however, is not sufficient. If we really want to start devotional service, we need some bhakti. Bhakti, Prabhupada translated bhakti always as devotional service. He makes the same point. If you understand Krishna, if you love Krishna, you will serve him also. It will manifest in your activity. Bhakti, Devi resides in the heart of the devotees. She is accompanied by her two sons, Vairagya and Nitya, knowledge and detachment, renunciation. And she is supremely blissful. She is composed of Ladini Shakti and the pleasure energy of the Lord, and the Sandini Shakti, the being, the eternal energy of the Lord. It can come into our heart if we meet, serve a devotee. Then this Bhakti Devi will enter our heart and will reside there. Do you want Bhakti Devi to be in your heart? No. But she's a woman. She's female. Bhakti Devi says, Klesh Agni, sufferings are destroyed by her. If Bhakti Devi would be male, it would be said Klesh Agna, na, male ending, but Ni, run is E. Radharani, Tulasi, means female. Bhakti Devi can come in our heart, and she only comes if the heart full of, if it is given to the right place. Shra means heart, and Dha means to give. We only have one heart to give, not two. You can all look, maybe you have two. Maybe? No? You see one. So we can only give our heart one time. Good. So that should go to Krishna and the Bhakti Shastra. So I will end here. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you could derive some new information from this, which will help you in your own Krishna consciousness. Do you have any questions regarding this?
Thank you so much, Kavasthi.
Yes. Okay. Ask. Simple answer. Yeah.
It is said that we should serve the devotees of the Lord, and by this the Lord is satisfied. Just to serve the devotees and spiritual master.
This is the answer now.
Not to try directly to serve Krishna, but the devotees and spiritual master.
So Bhakti Ekadat gives the second answer. Serve the devotees and the spiritual master. Nice. Okay, so how are you? I heard we will celebrate something tomorrow. Tomorrow the candle, Alaskan candle celebration will be, isn't it? Only heard from yesterday, okay. Good, so let us end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Titi Gaur Nityai ki jai, Gaur Brahmani Hari Gaur.